USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden celebrated Independence Day by holding an event on the White House's South Lawn, hosting about 1,000 people made up of military families and essential workers. He said, "This July 4th, we also celebrate our independence from COVID.
245 years ago, we declared our independence from a distant king. Today, we are closer than ever to declaring our independence from a deadly virus. That's not to say the battle against COVID-19 is over. We've got a lot more work to do."
And demolition crews have brought down the remaining portion of the Champlain South condo tower in Surfside, Florida. Authorities decided the portion of the building that remained standing after the partial collapse could have been at risk from falling on its own in the winds of the oncoming tropical storm Elsa. Search and rescue operations will resume once crews are given the all clear. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.